in the country. Armed soldiers seized power in Guinea-Bissau and detained the president. Good afternoon. To present the main news, I am Chimba Chilopa. The annual inflation for November 2025 has dropped to 10.9% from 11.9% recorded in October 2025. This means that on average, prices of goods and services increased by 10.9% between November 2024 and November 2025. Speaking at a media briefing in Lusaka today, Zambia Statistics Agency, ZAMSTAT's Acting Statistician General, Sheila Mudenda, noted that annual food inflation for November 2025 was recorded at 13.9% compared to 14.1% in October 2025. Ms. Mudenda explained that the decline in food inflation was mainly due to price changes in key food items such as cereals and fruit. This means that on average prices of food items increased by 13.9% between November 2024 and November 2025, said Ms. Mudenda. Ms. Mudenda said that the reduction in the overall inflation rate is seen as a positive development for the country's economy, reflecting some easing of price pressures on consumers. The Mongu Municipal Council has given plot owners a 30-day ultimatum to submit written explanation showing why their non-developed plots should not be repossessed. Council Assistant Public Relations Officer Abigail Sitenge says the local authority, in collaboration with the Ministry of Lands and Natural Resources, recently conducted a physical inspection of properties in Kasima Township aimed at assessing the level of development and making recommendations for repossession of parcels of land that have not been developed. Ms. Sitenge noted that according to established guidelines, land acquired must be developed within 18 months. Plot owners are given 30 days to submit a written explanation to show why the non-developed plots should not be repossessed from them, said Ms. Sitenge in a statement issued to RCV News in Lusaka today. She said all responses should be submitted to the town clerk not later than 27th December 2025. She said this exercise only applies to non-developed plots without offer letters. The Online Taxi Drivers Association has expressed concern over what it describes as government's failure to provide adequate security measures for online drivers following the recent murder of a 25-year-old driver in Kitwe of Copperbelt Province. The victim was reportedly stabbed to death by two passengers, bringing the total number of online taxi drivers killed in similar circumstances to 18. Speaking in an interview with RCV News in Lusaka today, Association President Lucas Chanda said that the lack of intervention and protection for drivers is increasingly worrying. The association has been trying to reach out to the government, even writing several letters, but to date no feedback has been provided, said Mr. Chanda. Mr. Chanda revealed that the association, together with government support, had proposed safety measures such as installing GPS trackers and dash cameras in online taxis, but authorities have not responded effectively. He has since called on the government, through the Ministry of Transport and Logistics, to urgently prioritize and strengthen safety measures to protect online taxi drivers across the country.
This makes us to cry so much, because out of these 18 drivers who have been murdered, the president himself, Mr. Hakainde Hichilema, not even a single word coming from him to say, okay, enough is enough of these killings. You are killing my people and we shall do this as a government. We shall do this. But nothing, none of him coming up strongly condemning these killings. This wonders us as an association.
The Ministry of Tourism has clarified that the drowning incident recorded on 23rd November 2025 on the Kafue River did not involve officers from the Department of National Parks and Wildlife as earlier reported, but rather general staff members from Greater Kafue Landscapes Limited, GKLL. According to a statement issued by the Ministry's Public Relations Unit, preliminary reports indicate that on the evening in question, three GKLL general staff members retired to their tents after a planning meeting, but moments later, distress calls were heard coming from the Kafue River. The Ministry explained that due to initial confusion regarding the identities of the individuals involved, there was a delay in confirming that the missing persons were the same individuals whose voices had been heard. The ministry clarified that the missing individuals have been identified as Sunday Chabakola, aged 27, Teddy Chivuno, aged 41, and Freeze Kapasa, aged 38, all of Southern Province. The ministry further revealed that the trio had no authorization to cross the Kafue River at that hour, adding that the canoe they used was in transit awaiting relocation to Ngoma. A coordinated search operation was immediately launched, and on 24th November 2025, the body of Sunday Chabakola was recovered, positively identified by family members and colleagues, and transported to the district hospital mortuary, the statement read. In African news, a group of military officers say they have seized control of Guinea-Bissau amid reports that the president, Umaro Sissoko Embalo, has been arrested. Shortly after gunshots were heard in the capital Bissau, government sources told the BBC that Embalo had been detained. The officers then appeared on state TV saying they had suspended the electoral process as the West African nation awaited the outcome of Sunday's presidential election. They say they were acting to thwart a plot by an armed politician who had the support of a well-known drug baron to destabilize the country and announce the closure of its borders and imposed a nighttime curfew. Coming up shortly, at least 55 dead and hundreds missing after fire engulfed Hong Kong tower blocks. This and more, stay tuned.
People are under pressure to do what their friends and other young people are doing. To protect yourself, develop a strong will and say no to harmful behavior. As a young person, protect yourself from HIV by focusing on your future and achieve your goals and avoid sex before marriage. HIV and AIDS are here and will continue spreading if you do nothing.
War against HIV and AIDS. Everybody should act.
Med Crescent Voice News, your global link.
And now the rest of the news. At least 55 people have been killed in a huge fire that engulfed multiple high-rise buildings in Hong Kong, the city's deadliest blaze in more than 70 years. Some residents remain trapped inside the buildings, with more than 270 people unaccounted for. Hundreds of firefighters are tackling the blaze, which is now under control in four of the seven affected buildings at Wang Fuk Court. The housing complex had been undergoing extensive renovations when the fire began. In sports, Tanzanian-based midfielder Cletus Chama has been left out of the Chipolopolo boys' provisional squad. Zambia coach Moses Sitone named a 55-member squad on Wednesday. Sitone has also omitted Zesco United midfielder Kelvin Mwanga Kampamba and Israel-based midfielder Emmanuel Banda. Chama took to social media to express his displeasure about his omission. That's the news to date. Here's another look at the headlines. The annual inflation for November 2025 has dropped to 10.9% from 11.9% recorded in October 2025. The Online Taxi Drivers Association has expressed concern over what it describes as government's failure to provide adequate security measures for online drivers following the recent murder of a 25-year-old driver in Kitwe of Copperbelt Province. And a group of military officers say they have seized control of Guinea-Bissau amid reports that the president, Umaro Sissoko Embalo, has been arrested. For more news, follow us on our social media platforms. You can find us on Facebook, Instagram, X, and YouTube with the handle RSV News. My name is Chimba Chilopa. Stay tuned.
Shopping with your Stanbic Visa card just got more rewarding. From groceries to gadgets, every swipe or tap could turn your everyday spend into something big. Between August 2025 and February 2026, Stanbic customers stand a chance to win their share of over 460,000 kwacha in prizes. Monthly trolley dashes, and exciting rewards along the way. The ultimate grand prize is waiting. A family holiday worth up to 300,000 kwacha for one lucky customer. So why do you cash? Swipe or tap your Stanbic Visa card today. Think smart. Go digital. T's and C's apply.